What are you doing? You need to calm down over there.
I'm just trying to put on my card again. And that was karma for making fun of me.
And I have a lot of karma coming my way.
Hi, guys. So during our visit to the Country Music Hall of Fame recently, we ran across some memorabilia for one of the world's biggest music stars.
Was it George Jones?
No.
Garth Brooks?
I like him, but no.
Willie Nelson? Merle Haggard?
The one, the only,
Loretta Lynn?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
And just so you know, the Hall of Fame offers a teacher discount for the admission price. And that will probably be the only time you ever hear the word discount and Taylor Swift together. So, fellow teachers, if you have a child who happens to be a fan of Taylor Swift, then I highly recommend it, wouldn't you?
I would. What's the Swifty Nations, right?
You're kidding, right?
Right. So there are a lot of Swifties. As far as the teaching job, you see middle school girls that are absolutely crazy, high school
Even
girls,
little ones.
and even moms and grandmas and
I'm a
all these
fan.
other people.
Yes.
But there are two very, very special Swifties out there. It's going to be Hadley and Layla, who are very special little girls to our family,
Yes.
and they just absolutely love Taylor Swift. One of the moments when we were up in Nashville, we were talking about that with my mom, who had the two girls over at her house, and the girls started squealing and screaming, and then we started
They were
text,
very
and
excited.
then we started sending pictures and everything. And my mother said she wasn't a Swiftie, so apparently there is a Swiftie clubhouse at my mother's house, and now I am an
She's
honor.
been banned.
Yeah, my mom's been banned, but I'm an honorary Swiftie because I sent those pictures to the
And
girls.
I happen to know you're a Swiftie because I caught you listening to Antihero in the car the other day.
Narcissism and altruism.
Yes.
Maybe those are
You
cool
may have heard
those are cool vocabulary words, and I actually referenced that word altruism was a vocabulary word in my class the other day,
Oh, I
and
bet those girls
yeah,
remembered that
and I said it, and so yeah,
one.
so it's so kudos Taylor Swift for using
And
vocabulary
raising
words
the
to a vocabulary
vocabulary of
level,
middle school girls.
right.
Anyway, listen up, my fellow Swifties. If you haven't been to the Country Music Hall of Fame, you might want to pop in next time you're in Nashville. There is a lot there.
So when she was there, I was kind of surprised because I didn't realize that she actually did country music.
That's how she got started. And actually, it's rumored, I'm not sure if it's true, but it is rumored that Toby Keith was the one who signed her originally. And you don't get any more country music than Toby Keith.
Now, I remember when Jordan was younger, our daughter, that was the riding shotgun with the
Yes.
hair undone or
Yes.
something.
Love
That, oh,
Story,
okay.
Our Song, You Belong With Me, all of those were considered country. And they're great songs.
Yeah. So when we were up there, there's an education center at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, it's probably a little bit different kind of education. I was wanting to hear all the history of the country music and this and that, but this is actually for,
And that's what I thought it
and
was.
so I said,
I
hey,
kind of
I said,
detoured.
there's an education center, and Marnie kind of takes off, and I'm like, hey, there's an education center. Well, we're teachers on spring break, and maybe education was on the last thing, and I said, well, but it's the Taylor Swift Education
Did a
Center. Well, she
U-turn.
did a U-turn 180 and comes back and says, oh, let's go in here. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, okay. But they actually had some great props, memorabilia in there. It was in there that they had the cap and gown where she received her honorary doctorate degrees.
From NYU, yeah. There's also classrooms where actual teaching happens, and it's actually a very impressive space, or I think it is. And what are you doing making fun of me? I knew you were trouble making fun of me doing a U-turn just because I heard Taylor Swift.
Me? Don't blame me.
Look what you made me do. I derailed the video. Hopefully this doesn't ruin our reputation.
Our reputation has never been worse, so let me be me.
Whatever, shake it off. We've got this. The real question is, are you ready for it?
No one's ready for this. In my wildest dreams, I did not see this episode going in this direction.
You know what? It's happening. Okay, let's get this thing back on track. The Hall of Fame had some pretty impressive Taylor Swift memorabilia. And it's all from her different eras. And as we all know, Taylor has had many different eras.
Like boyfriends?
Thus, the Eras Tour. Hands down, probably one of the best concert shows I've seen in a while. It was really, really impressive. I watched it, actually streamed it, and it was really, really good. I would love to go in person, but, you know, teacher's
budget
broke. Yeah, yep. So not happening. So I streamed it, and it really was good the way she went through all the different eras. And the Country Music Hall of Fame represents many of these eras with the different memorabilia that they have, and it's just really impressive. They even have her song lyrics where she actually wrote.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Songs, you know, handwritten on just a piece of notebook paper. It's really, really cool to see that kind of stuff and see the work that goes into everything. You know, not just the glitz and glamour, but where she's scribbling song lyrics down and you go, wait, this is a huge hit for her, you know. And she just wrote it on a piece of paper. Not a big deal to her. But they have everything from the guitar that she smashed in the Anti-Hero video to the banjo and the dress she wore when she sang our song. Taylor's career and influence on music is very well represented at the Hall of Fame.
And, you know, it's across the spectrum of music. What she really did an amazing job of was being one of those people that were crossover, artists. You know, when you think about, there's only been truly a handful
that did it successfully,
and very few to the magnitude that she has done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not only has she been successful in all of this, but for me, probably one of the coolest things, and many of my buddies will disagree, but she has made it so that little girls all across the country are now watching football games with their dad.
Yes. Go Taylor's boyfriend. I love the shirts that say that. It's so funny. You know, but it gets them involved,
and that is a cool thing. You know, my daughter was talking about watching more football.
Which is so funny to me.
Well, because I've been a football coach for 28 years, and I'm like, you do know that's what I do every week, right?
She went to the game. She was a band kid. You know, she just never really got this into the professional end of it.
And you know, and so I am, that is a cool thing. Anybody that brings people into, you know, sports, people that didn't do this before. And, you know, it was one of those interesting things at the Super Bowl. You know, she received a lot of, you know, kind of hate about, you know, hey, well, the media is, you know, keep showing her and, you know, who cares? I mean, you know, it's
brought families together.
It brought families together. You know, she is who she is. And she's there in support of her boyfriend. And I think that's a very important thing that, you know, how many people can say that, you know, they have people in their lives that are that supportive.
Yes.
And, you know, and because she knows she's going to take criticism, but she can't help that people are fascinated
following with her. Yeah. I mean, that's just is part of it. But it's true. She has done a lot. And if you have the opportunity to visit the Country Music Hall of Fame and see the Taylor Swift exhibits, I would highly recommend taking that opportunity because it's really just an impressive thing, especially, you know, if you have teenage girls, it's a great family trip because there's so much to do in the Nashville area other than that. And we're going to drop some videos on some of that stuff to do.
And just in that place, you know, it's stuff from the beginning of country music. So grandparents will like it.
Yes.
You know, parents will like it, and then stuff that's current country music, and, you know, especially, like we said, you know, Taylor Swift. You know, we should probably apologize to you guys for all of the puns and dad jokes in here. Now, I will tell you this. I ad-libbed a couple of them, and those were the good ones. The rest of them were written by someone that was not me.
What are you saying? Okay. Is it over now?
Oh, God.
Okay. That's it for this episode. Remember, break the monotony.
Not the bank.
Bye, guys.